Well, my current research focuses on the phenomenon of deindustrialization, which is the term that is given to basically the decline of the manufacturing sector. And it's focused on the United States, mainly in the period from the 1950s through to the present. And just to frame the phenomenon for you, around 1950, about half of all the American workforce worked in the manufacturing. By 2006, the figure was about 10%, and currently it's even lower than that. So, my research is looking at that major shift in the American economy, the loss of manufacturing jobs, and the implications that it had for the society, the culture, and the politics as well. I think the key outcome I hope to achieve is to show that deindustrialization, or the decline of the manufacturing sector, is very much a national phenomenon in the United States. That when you talk about the decline of manufacturing, Americans or Australians or people around the world often think of places like Detroit or Pittsburgh or the big cities, the big industrial cities that are the so-called Rust Belt. But I've found through my research that deindustrialization has very much become a national problem in the United States. And it's affected industries right across the country. It's affected the southern and western states a great deal that have often been associated more with economic growth. And in my research, I've focused heavily on the textile and apparel industry, which was heavily based in the south. It lost over 2 million jobs from the early 1970s through to the current day. It went from about 2.5 million workers to about less than 400,000 today. So that just illustrates how it's become a national phenomenon, and that was really the key outcome. I think it will impact society and the community because the loss of industrial jobs is often told in an abstract way. We see stories in the media about thousands of people losing their jobs. We see statistics. But very often we don't go behind those statistics to look at the people involved. And that's what I've really done in my research, is look at the people involved. I've done a lot of oral history interviews, I've done a lot of case studies. And what's come through really is that, that this was not just an abstract story, that this affected people's lives. And also I've engaged with the whole argument that economists, a lot of economists put forward that deindustrialization, in a sense, doesn't matter because people that lose jobs in manufacturing can shift to the service sector or to retail. I've found that usually they lose income when they do that. And also in the United States, deindustrialization is very much a cause of the healthcare crisis. Because about three quarters of manufacturing jobs provide healthcare, but in the service industries, it's much, much less. So if you lose a manufacturing job and take a service or retail job, you often lose healthcare. So the story of deindustrialization is very much tied up with the healthcare issue in the US and the huge increase in the number of Americans without healthcare.